Show. Joining us now is Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Happy spring.
Yes, happy spring.
I think the last time we had you in, or at least I talked to you, it was probably about 20 below, 15, 20 below.
It pretty much has been that since, what, it feels like October?
It has been nice to get some warmer weather. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on in Dundas. First of all, I guess we can start off by saying it is spring, so you've got the cleanup day, you've got the Easter egg hunt, you got all those spring things that people look forward to. Is it on the schedule yet? Are things
it
on the
is.
Schedule?
After a 2-year hiatus due to COVID restrictions, we're back on with the Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
All right.
That's scheduled for 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 9th at Memorial Park.
All right.
We have 4,000 Easter eggs already.
A lot of jelly beans.
They will be ready for the kids to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
Donations are appreciated. You know, rain or shine. It's that Saturday morning.
There we go.
So come on down. Personal appearance by the Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, we booked him, you know, a long time ago, so we're good with that.
Yeah, right. He's going to come hopping down the trail.
Yep.
That's Peter Cottontail. That's one of those
That's
friends.
Okay.
What about the cleanup day?
Is scheduled for Saturday, May 17th, so start making your piles now. That's from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Trailhead parking lot on the corner of Hester and Railway.
All right. I was thinking it was earlier in the season than that, but I guess that makes sense. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move into what you discussed last night at the council meeting for the Dundas City Council. One is transportation, bike lanes, and such. Did you come to some conclusions last night?
We did. The council had previously reviewed a striped bike lane going from the entrance of the East Cannon River Trail on First Street, crossing Hester, going south towards Memorial Park. We had previously located it on the west side of the street, indicating no parking on the east side of the street. And based on feedback from the city council, we've flip-flopped that.
Okay.
So the striped bike trail right on the street will be located on the east side of the street. And no parking signs will be placed on the west side of the street.
East and west. Okay.
Right.
That way.
Right.
Okay. Got it. All right. So that'll be done then pretty soon?
Well, First Street is due for a seal coat. Mm-hmm. So we're going to ramp up our seal coat plans. You know, we do an annual seal coat project every year. So we're going to get that going earlier this year rather than waiting until July or August like mm-hmm. we usually do. But it will wait until after the seal coat project is complete.
Only makes sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What else is happening in Dundas?
We have a pre-construction meeting tomorrow afternoon with a West Avenue apartment developer. That is, as you will recall, kind of right, you know, adjacent to City Hall, I'm going to get my directions way. I'm not even going to guess. On
North?
The City Hall side okay. of the railroad tracks.
Okay. That'd be the east side.
Yes. East side. You're
sure.
correct. East side of the railroad tracks. Kind of behind Young's Paint Store.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. How many units do they propose on being there?
My recollection is it was about 45.
Okay.
The garages will be placed, you know, most closely to the railroad tracks,
mm-hmm.
Kind of buffer that noise from the railroad, and then the apartments themselves will be pushed a little bit further.
All right. So this isn't in the vacant block that City Hall is now occupying,
right.
the former school site. Okay,
it's not.
It's south of that.
Yep, just
okay.
south, mm-hmm. just across that little street.
We're working on our directions
I
here,
know,
folks.
It's
sometimes it's harder than others. All right, so when is that pre-construction meeting? Is there anything the public needs to know about with that, or is that just within the city staff?
Oh, that's just city staff. Okay. That's just to make sure that they have their erosion control measures in place. You know, we know who's going to be doing their inspections for erosion control, things like that.
All right.
It, you know, that project was approved in 2019. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just want everybody to know that it's still moving forward. You know, it just took some time. The developer had other projects going. He's a small developer out of Faribault, one apartment complex at a time, and now he's ready to move on his project in Dundas.
All right. Well, look forward to completion of that. I presume that will be the construction will be starting this summer at some point?
Oh, yeah. He expects to have his excavator on site probably within a couple of weeks.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, the ground's going to be thawed soon, so we'll be able to do that. All right. Janelle, anything else from Dundas?
Next meeting of the City Council is on the 28th of March at 7 p.m., preceded by an EDA meeting at 6:30. That's about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator here on 95.1 The One.
Getting ready to move is never easy. Many times you or your loved ones have been in the same home for many years. Northfield Retirement Community seeks to make our newest residents feel right at home as soon as possible. We have helpful staff ready to work with you every step of the way. NRC is committed to the safety of our residents, both new and existing. Give us a call when you're ready for a visit or review all of our living options at northfieldretirement.org. Northfield Retirement Community, innovation, choice, tradition.
If you need to ship a package or even pack a package, come to Graphic Mailbox. We'll take care of you. If you need a sign for your yard or your business or your latest crazy idea, come to Graphic Mailbox. We'll take care of you. If you need to copy or fax or scan or print or get a quote on a shipment to India, come to Graphic Mailbox. We'll take care of you. Graphic Mailbox is the go-to resource for packing, shipping, printing, and business service needs of the Northfield area. Come and see us.
AM 1080 KYMN, FM 95.1, K236.